Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
This is what the Rockies have been waiting for. Sports on FM.
Can you imagine?
Thanks for that introduction, and yes, this is at 303Gonzo, at 303Gonzo on Twitter, 303Gonzo.com, FootballFridayNightLights.com. And yes, what a night it is for football. And if you haven't heard, unbelievable. The rivalry series still continues to really mess with the schedule, and Grandview goes down. That's right. Grandview goes down to Eagle Crest. Eagle Crest is for real. Gonzo watchlist players Jalen Mergeson and Victor Garnes were the major contributors in tonight's 36-29 victory. That's right. Eagle Crest upsets Grandview. And that's the big breaking story of the night. After Grandview had a come-from-behind, go-for-two win last week in California, versus the California Marietta Valley, California team. So that was the big shakeup. Eagle Crest 36, Grandview 29. Not too many people available for comment on that right now, so we'll get with those guys once again. Top-ranked Grandview, probably top 3-4 in everyone's polls, goes down 36-29 to Eagle Crest. So we should see Eagle Crest move up, 303gonzo.com. Top 10 will be released at the conclusion of Pomona and Ralston Valley, and we'll update you on that one in the fourth quarter. Beginning of the fourth quarter, it's Pomona 28-7, mistake on Pomona that led to the Ralston Valley long touchdown run that gave them the 7 points. So with that, we move over to a lightning-delayed game in Chaparral and Highlands Ranch, and Highlands Ranch is knocking on the door of cracking at least the top 12 for many, and we'll see if they can crack the top 10 as they will face Valor down the road, and they have a tough schedule ahead of them. One of the big ones that was looks lopsided on the final score of Regis 34, Rangeview 18, and A.J. Thomas, number 11 from Rangeview, was all over the field. He was a major contributor and difference maker. Unfortunately for Rangeview, they had at least 3, if not 4, major mistakes that led to Regis scores. Regis ran all over for the night. Most of the contributions were from the running backs, number 21 and 28 of the night. So, you know, with that said, the defense was decent, not as good as it's been in the past couple weeks, but number 28, Alfred Jones, and number 21, Martinez, were the two bright spots there, as well as the defensive guy, number 15, Jake Heinlitter, and 45, Tatuli. Those guys really had some eyeball-opening games. And then up north, Fossil Ridge and Pooter went into overtime, and Fossil Ridge was able to capture a 35-28. And Fossil Ridge, with a little bit more, should crack the top 12 for most. And Should be interesting in that one. And Max Borgi just ran a nice touchdown for Pomona Panthers, and Pomona is going to go up by one more touchdown, 34-7, point after touchdown. We shall see what happens there. Once again, Regis didn't impress, but they did win. Rangeview was a lot better than the score indicated. Fossil Ridge beat Pooter. Pooter just having a sporadic season. And then of note, Legacy. Legacy in the news last week, and our prayers and wishes go out to them and their coaches. 29-6, so they did win, so that was nice. The big smackdown of the night was Fairview 40 over Rocky Mountain 7. Rocky Mountain is a little bit better than that score indicates, but Fairview's for real. Big Jake there, that's the quarterback, and Carlo Kemp's younger brother, Mariano Kemp, is a running back. Then they have three gate receivers, and we shall see them here in the next couple of weeks. Looks like that touchdown from Borg is going to be called back on a holding penalty. So, still waiting for a score on Smoky Hill and Aurora Central, or Aurora Central looking to go undefeated. Another basketball score was Mullen, 41-0 over Westminster, and it was 35-0 at halftime. I think they about sent everybody but the fans in the game in the second half. So that was interesting to see. Thursday night games. Mountain Vista had been rolling some basketball scores, lost to Thunder Ridge last night, and Thunder Ridge came out steaming like a demon and were able to convert early and often, and that score was 35-13. They really limited the quarterback on the MV side. Thunder Ridge came out and was strong, played a mistake-free game for the most part. We counted three interceptions in the first half on Mountain Vista. So Mountain Vista, once again, was undefeated and going in 2-0 and lost to Thunder Ridge, who was 0-2. So once undefeated team came off the board. Another game, Cherry Creek over Arapaho. The score is 28-3, and that was a tough one. Running back Novak dropped the ball on the carpet a couple times, and there were some really bad calls by the referees that cost the Warriors a couple scores. That game was more of a 21-17 until the referees got involved and called back a couple touchdowns off the board. Horizon got all over Mountain Range 41-10. And then Legend goes to 3-0 after a victory over Castle View. So the Legend has to probably crack our top 10. We're going to do a little bit more on that as we talk. And then the team that everyone thought was going to do so well in preseason was Cherokee Trail. And they handed Overland a 42-0 shutout victory for Cherokee Trail, who lost to Highlands Ranch to start the season, and has us scratching our heads because they've reeled off a couple victories now and won 42-0. And then another game that had a big emphasis on the current standings is Columbine, who most people don't even have on their radar. And they have some big boys up front that pushed the line, and whether it was Mikey Greibel or the Mullen brothers or a few other newcomers that we watched last night in Connor Snow and backup quarterback. Columbine's the real deal, and they're definitely going to move up as they proved that they can get it done. And the game was pretty much over within the first quarter. So that was the major action from Thursday night, in which featured 6-5A games. And then Friday night, and unless something goes wrong, Pomona should outlast Ralston Valley, and those programs are definitely on the way up. Question begs whether Pomona should be number one or Mullen. Obviously, Pomona going out of state kind of hurts a little bit, but then again, Mullen will be traveling to California, so that kind of evens it out. Both those teams control their own destiny, and we shall see what happens. Just to run it down, 13 games in 5A, Arvada West 47, Boulder 35, Regis 34, Rangeru 18, Fossil Ridge in overtime 35-28 on Pooter, and Lightning delay in the third quarter has Highlands Ranch on Chaparral 21-7 on a controversial kick in which looked like Highlands Ranch was just letting it going to be downed, and it claimed that 32 Ray Robinson had stepped on the ball, and Chaparral picked it up and ran in for the score. Legacy once again in a victory of 29-6 over Prairie View. Fairview smacked Mountain View 40-7. And here we have final, Aurora Central 36, Smoky Hill 31. So 3-0 and 0-3 team there. And then Fountain Fort Carson in 5A upset Pine Creek 10-7. That's a big one. Mullen 41-0 on Westminster. Doherty comes back to 57-12 over Palmer. They had had a tough game against Creek last week. And, of course, the lead story, Eagle Crest 36, Grandview 29, Legacy 29-6, and Pomona 28-7 as we roll 7:53 mark and rolling in the fourth quarter. So I guess when we're looking at the standings here, you know, what do we do? You know, who are we looking at? And, you know, to give you a sneak peek, you know, you're going to have to say, well, unless Pomona loses, why the heck would they come from one anywhere further than maybe five? But when you look at them in the matchup against Mullen, that game could have went either way, as Mullen probably should not have given up as many points as they did. A lot of drop passes in that one. We definitively have to go with Pomona 1 and Mullen 2, and it wouldn't matter if we had them tied for first. The head-to-head contest on that one would give Pomona the edge. So we'll go with Pomona 1 this week, Mullen 2, and we'll move Columbine up to 3, and then leapfrog Eagle Crest to 4, Fairview at 5. Grandview still has an opportunity to get some things done next week. We'll put them at 6, Regis at 7, Creek at 8, Valor at 9. And here's the one that's going to shock a few people, but we're going to go with Legend and Ralston Valley tied at 10. And the reason being is Legend is 3-0 and has something to prove, and Ralston Valley really has struggled to provide us with why they should even be in the top 10 right now, as most people think they're going to run away in their division. And time will tell on that one. So that's pretty much what we're seeing in 5A football. And, you know, some of the games tomorrow, Lakewood, will they go 3-0? Tomorrow, Lakewood plays Hinckley. Rock Canyon, Denver East will play each other, both 1-1. And then North Glen 1-1 against the far Northeast Warriors. So that was pretty much the wrap-up in 5A. Now, as far as 4A goes, there was quite a few games that had implications and meanings. You looked at Chatfield last night, who just romped Wheat Ridge 57-7, and Pueblo West over Pueblo South 27-12, and Greeley West 33, Fort Collins 27. And when we slid into some of the Friday games, I think one that had people scratching their heads was Vista Ridge 24, Dakota Ridge 22, and Palisade 40, Fruta Monument 14, Ponderosa handsomely 47-0 over Gateway. Gateway's just having a tough go. Limited folks in their program over there. We've been talking about that for a couple of years. And Coronado 24 over Sand Creek 21. But the big one was Fountain Fort Carson over Pine Creek. Then we had Pueblo Centennial over Pueblo Central 31-7. Widefield 13-10 over Cheyenne Mountain. Doherty handsomely 57-12 over Palmer. Montrose 20-14 over Grand Junction. And Niwot 40-28 over Air Academy. Heritage 23, Brighton 17. Broomfield 37, Windsor 25. We have Green Mountain winning 20-0 over Golden, not a final yet. And then Mesa Ridge 59-38 over Canyon City. So that was what we had in Friday night action. And when we look into Saturday action, we have Denver South 2-0. See what they can do. Again, Monarch 1-1, a 2-0 GW against Rampart 2-1, and a 2-0 Loveland against Greeley Central 0-2. Liberty 1-2, and Stanley Lake 1-1, so there's quite a bit of action there. Adams City and Vista Peak Prep 0-2, both of those teams. And we have our wide receiver, Vista Peak Prep, that we'll be keeping an eyeball out. Meanwhile, Littleton 0-2 against Kennedy at 1-1 in the late game at 2 o'clock. So lots of action. Once again, you can catch us at 303gonzo.com, at 303gonzo on Twitter. So that's the night in the action. You've got our top 10. We should post that here in the next 5 or 10 minutes. And feel free to give us a call, because it's all about you and tonight. Tonight by Wiseburn. 303gonzo. 303gonzo.com. Two fingers. Peace out.
Time. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.